Hello, and you are listening to an Edinburgh special podcast. I told you it would be back, and I am a man of my word. So we are here in Edinburgh. It is the Festival Fringe, and I am joined by the most fantastic, amazing team I could ever have the pleasure of working with. And they are we are playing footsies under the table. It's been one of those weeks, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, we can just go around in a circle and kind of introduce ourselves and say who we are, where we represent, and that's basically it, actually, to the start point. So we'll start with you.
Hi, I'm Josh. I'm from the east, the deepest, darkest part of Suffolk.
I'm Bhavesh. I represent Yorkshire. Yes.
I'm Molly, I represent the Southwest.
Hello everyone, I'm Sally, I also represent Southwest, and I'm from Bristol.
From Bristol. We haven't got the biggest spread of people, it's fair to say. However, in Edinburgh we do have the widest and most diverse range of shows in the world. Woo. The Fringe Festival, is the biggest festival in the world. So let's all just stop, reflect, and pause on that for a moment.
It's actually...
It really genuinely is the biggest one in the world.
That's incredible. I didn't realise.
It's huge, and it runs for a month, you don't know. And we are here in the midst of it, getting reviews, getting interviews for all of you. And they're available to listen to and read, on artsawardvoice.com. So what we're going to kind of do in this episode is just discuss a bit about how we're finding the festival, what we think it's like, and then we're going to talk about our favourite shows, because obviously that is what everybody wants to know when you come home from a festival or when you come back from something. It's like, oh, what did you enjoy most? What did you see? What was brilliant and fantastic? So I thought I'd gather everyone here and we will have a bit of a discussion about that. So let's get into it. Okay, so we will start with first impressions. It seems like a logical place to start at the beginning of the podcast. So, Josh, what are your first impressions of Edinburgh? This is your first time, isn't it?
Yeah, my first time up in Edinburgh. I kind of came in with a blank slate. I knew it was an arts festival of sorts. So I came expecting arts, and it has exceeded my expectations, if I'm honest with you. I expected lots of really quite bizarre things to be everywhere. And it's not quite as bizarre as I thought it would be, which is a very odd description. It's good, Tom, it's good.
It's good. It's good. No, I was glaring at Sally because she's biting her nails and I can see a little spike on the thing every time she does it.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. It's been a long week. We're all tired. Bhavesh, how have you found it? Again, you are a Edinburgh virgin, aren't you?
I am. This is my first. It's actually probably my first festival. I don't think I've never been to a festival before. But yeah, it's been such a laugh. I've fallen in love with Edinburgh as a city. And like Josh said, I thought I'd be seeing more obscure things and more weird things that I'd have to think about on a deeper level and be too articulate about. But it's been just universally funny or entertaining or touching. And yeah, the weather's been on our side mostly. And
touch wood.
Yeah. Fairly fun people to be with.
Cheers!
But yeah, I'm loving it. I can't wait for the rest of the week.
Fantastic. Molly.
Yeah?
Not an Edinburgh virgin.
No way.
No way at all. How are you finding it this year?
Just as good as any other year, if not better.
If not better. Do you mean definitely better in every way?
Of course I mean definitely better in every way.
Because of the company.
Because of the constant review writing, because of all the hard work. It's great.
The commands you make every... Well,
I'm no, genuinely, it is great.
I was like, oh no, I've broken Molly.
She's now got this wonderful dead behind the eyes smile going.
Yeah, she does. She still looks good. I don't think I've worked her too hard yet. Sally.
I am also an Edinburgh and a Scotland virgin, but I found it amazing. I mean, it's only Monday, so yeah, but my first impressions have been, it's a beautiful city for a start, and I'm just like so excited to see everything, and what I've seen so far has been overall pretty good. I saw an excellent show today. So yeah, lovely, 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 and lovely company as well.
Lovely company. I will mirror Sally when I give my Edinburgh impressions. It's not my first time in Edinburgh, or even my second, and I'm slurring my words because I'm amazingly tired, nothing more. No, I think Edinburgh is just one of those places which has an air of magic around it. It sounds really cheesy, but when you're at the festival and you are sharing experience with millions of other people who are all there for the same thing as you, to see amazing shows and just like feeling that buzz when you walk down the Royal Mile, as well as just feeling incredibly angry at the people who are dawdling and as people wave flies in your face, you feel that electricity and that excitement, and everywhere you look you see art and you experience something exciting. There's something for every sense, and I just think it's brilliant in that sense.
And everyone will talk to you.
Everyone talks to everyone.
It's lovely.
It's like the biggest gathering of artsy people in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. You walk down the street, you see someone doing something, you strike up a conversation about Macbeth or something like that.
But like, even more so than that, it's not just art people. There are people from every walks of life here. There are people from all over the world here. You've got families, you've got people who are single, you've got young kids. Performing as well as just coming to see shows. And I think that is something special. I don't know of anywhere else in the world that does that to this level. And I just, God bless Edinburgh. Yeah, it really is fantastic. The hills are not fantastic. I am not a man that is physically fit enough to get up these hills. Like, when I'm walking with the rest of these people, I'm just sort of like left in a big sweaty mess at the end as they all rush off to go and see shows. And just,
pro tip for next Edinburgh, start a cardio plan 6 months
in advance. Yes, have a cardio plan 6 months in advance. Power walk everywhere.
Or buy a Segway.
You did see a man in a Segway.
I saw a man with a yellow Segway and tiny wheels, and I wouldn't say it's the highlight of my day, but it certainly made it slightly brighter.
That says a lot about the shows you saw today.
I did see one very depressing show today.
We can talk about that a bit later.
Yeah.
I saw a man in a full suit of armour today.
That's
like
incredible.
Traditional full-scale set of armour.
It must have been so hot.
Yeah, it must have been horrific.
It was about 20 degrees today.
Mm.
And full body, oh man.
Yeah, last year I saw a person who was like a perfect replica of Predator.
Okay.
And he was just skulking up and down the Royal Mile.
He was skulking up and down a predator.
Like a predator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shall we dive into favourite shows?
Yeah, go for it. Please hang up and try
again. We are going to talk about our favourite shows, but I just wanted to first tell you something that happened during that little interval there. We're also video recording some of this, and we're hoping to get it on YouTube if you want to see it, but the camera just face planted straight into Molly's chicken curry, just as we asked Bhavesh how he's doing. Awkward. I think it's also perhaps maybe, I don't know, how would you describe it? It's like how we all feel internally.
It's very
It's exhausted, it's just collapsed.
Incredibly postmodern.
Existential.
Yes, even the camera is struggling to stand.
I think that's something beautiful about Edinburgh though, isn't it?
There's something beautiful about Edinburgh.
It's exhausted because of the hills.
Oh, it's the hills, but even if you're just sitting and not doing much, you are constantly looking around and constantly experiencing something and seeing someone. You see someone walking around as the Grim Reaper, and then the next minute you see someone walking around like in a chicken costume.
Did any of you guys see the guy in the zombie mask at Pleasance Courtyard yesterday?
Yes. No. Terrified. I think
that's honestly the best example of flyer handing out I've ever seen in my life. He was dressed in like a zombie mask, and it had a, you know, the Mr. Man. He had a shirt that said Mr. Zombie.
He
was handing out flyers things, and he was walking around like
a zombie.
Like a zombie, yeah. It was really good, and they were taking pictures of people.
I think that was a goblin from the Nightmare Live show.
It looked like a zombie.
But I saw more goblins today, so I'm thinking. Yeah.
Amazing zombie, terrible goblin.
That's the bottom line, folks.
Yeah.
That's my Edinburgh Fringe review in general.
Fair enough. It is exhausting. If you've never been, then you'll never understand. You weren't there. But it is exhausting. And even like when you're running around looking busy, feeling happy, inside you're just slowly eroding and you, until you're just riding off fumes, and then you'll come back
home.
You
make it sound like torture.
At the time,
we're
you don't notice.
Fun.
Oh my God, I can't emphasize enough how much we're having fun, but it's tiring as well.
That's something like the third time you've run for a version of public transport and your inner self is crying.
Yeah.
There's a lot
to say about that. Running for transport, I hate it, whatever the circumstance. But it's worth doing when you see some fantastic shows, which is what we're going to talk about now.
Nice
segue. Yeah, so I thought we'd go around and just talk a little bit about our favourite shows. So, starting again with Josh, what has been your favourite show in Edinburgh?
My favourite show, so far, I'm kind of torn between two, but I'll go with the one that I originally said was my favourite show. And that was Matt Ricardo. He's a... the show's called Matt Ricardo... Going on. Showman. He is essentially a juggler. Don't let that deter you. He's the most talented individual I've ever seen in my entire life, and that says quite a lot because I've seen a lot of people. Long story short, he does juggling, and that's doesn't give it justice. But bless you, go.
After that perfectly erudite description. It was definitely Guyan's Family Gift Shop for me, which is my only 5-star review so far. It's just hilarious. It follows three characters in just a variety of sketches, which all merge into one, all merging together, and they sort of relate to each other, and they're just completely audacious and completely over-offensive, but it's just so
funny. What is that? It's audacious and completely offensive.
It's completely offensive and audacious, but in the realm of being really funny and just tasteful enough to not make you cringe and cry. Mm. And
I hope you wrote that line in your review.
There's something about that, I think.
That is incredible as a summary.
And it was volume one, so I'm looking for a volume. I'm looking forward to a volume two.
Oh, maybe next year.
No.
We'll bring it back next year. Molly, you have had so much to say about so many shows. Mm. You've seen so many shows these last 3 days.
I've seen... Wait. 4, 5, 6, 7... I've seen 10 shows.
You've seen 10 shows in 3 days. That is beast.
Yeah, it is.
That is more than I've seen in my life.
I think 3 interviews, I think, down. But Dracula.
Dracula, without
Dracula.
A doubt.
Straight. Oh, yeah.
Could you tell us something about it rather than what? Just sort of
just the name? It's by a company called Action to the Word. I saw their show A Clockwork Orange a couple of years ago, which was amazing. And then I was, well, had to go and see their show this year.
Yeah.
And it was just on the next level. Like, I'd never read Dracula. I've never read A Clockwork Orange either, but I'd never read Dracula, so I didn't know what to expect. Didn't really know even like the basic storyline, but they managed to communicate like this classic, what I assume is quite a heavy novel, in an amazingly, just an amazing way. And it intrigued you, and there was loads of instruments, and there was lots of music, and they did covers of like popular songs. They did a cover of Mumford and Sons, and it was beautiful, and they had electric violins and cellos and crazy, crazy stuff, and it was great.
And you liked it.
I liked it a lot.
Oh, I wish the camera was on your face just then, because you were grinning inanely. It was like looking at the Joker. It was awesome.
Thanks.
Sally.
So today I saw a show by Ellie Stamp called Are You Lonesome Tonight? And it was amazing. It was kind of theatre meets comedy meets performance art, which sounds really surreal, and it really was. It sort of examined truth and sanity and what is belief. And it looked at her affinity with Elvis Presley, which is really interesting, actually. But I think that the main basis for the tale was sort of obsession and truth. And it was brilliant. It really was. I gave it a 5-star review on Voice, which is my first 5-star review. And it was that lovely venue. It was at Summerhill. Mm. And it's such a nice venue, wasn't it, Vivesh?
Yeah.
Summer Hall, that's the one. Yeah, it was lovely.
Incredible venue.
What about
really
you?
Nice. Me? I can't even remember what I've seen. Oh, no. Best show. Best show you are going to see at the Fringe. Dracula. Anything else you see is probably quite good, but this will blow it out of the water.
That's impossible.
I promise you, this will blow it out of the water. I saw it twice last year. I was only meant to go and see it once to review it, but I went to see it again because I was so convinced that it must have just been a fluky, one-off amazing show that I had to go and see it again. And it, I can't say the full name of it because it's got a swear word in it, but I'll leave it to your imagination as to which one it is. Another effing variety show by Lily LaScala. And my... I'm just flapping my hands because words are not coming to me. Words are my tool, and I do not have the words to describe what this show is like. It is simply amazing. It just, every time you go, you're in this space with maybe 50, 100 or so other people, and the world just fades into irrelevance when you're there. Like, she, it's a variety show, so every night is different, but she pulls in the best performers you are going to see. So Matt Ricardo performs regularly there. Boy with Tape on His Face. I saw Morgan and West there last year. Basically, she's friends with everybody who performs, and she then says, hey, come do my show, and they do, and they blow everybody's minds. And she herself is a singer, and she's just, the command she has over her vocal cords are simply amazing. Last year she did some French songs, and this year she did covers of Creep, Poison, and something else, which was really quite obscure. Not many people know it. Oh, it's The Importance of Being Idle by Oasis. And not many people know that song, but it's beautiful. And she did covers of all of them, and it was fantastic. And then we had loads of fantastic performers as well. I can't list them all off the top of my head, but one of them was Sam Wills, and he was weird. He's also married to her. He is the boy with tape on his face, but before he put the tape on his face, he was a sideshow act. And it involved hammering nails into his nose, running up and down with balloons coming through his nose, through his mouth, and then having an audience member hold it at each end of the room, and he was just running up and down with this going through him. And it was so bizarre and so weird. And then there was somebody called Missa Blue, and if you're going to ever look up Missa Blue, do it in your own time, don't do it at work. But watching her was just simply incredible, and I, like, it's not appropriate for work and it's not appropriate for young people, but it was amazing to watch as a piece of performance. So if you ever get the chance to go and see Lily LaScala, you basically have to. And what I wrote at the end was, you've not experienced The Fringe if you haven't seen this show. And to me, that is true, because they just pull in the creme de la creme. I'm sorry they won't have Dracula in there, although it sounds amazing as well, to be
fair. So that's why you got the tickets for it, then?
So that's why, yeah, that is why I got the tickets for it. When I knew I could come back to Edinburgh, the first person I contacted was the management of Lily LaScala, and I was like, I have to come and see it again, because it's just amazing. So go, Pleasance Dome. I thought, actually, if we could talk a little bit more generally about shows, because, like, it's all good to sing and herald, like, this show was a fantastic and this show is amazing, but that would only leave us with five shows to talk about. So we've seen...
What about writing reviews?
Writing reviews.
Like, how we write reviews.
How we write reviews. We can do all of that. Let's jump into the next section where we're talking about writing reviews. Okay, so writing a review, we've written a lot of reviews. Over the last 3 days, we've seen... No, over the last... Well, technically 2.5 days, we have seen nearly 40 shows, which is just an insane figure. We've got so much more still to do, and every day we're adding shows to the roster because they're now emailing us in saying, please come and see us, which is the nicest thing in the world. But writing reviews, we are now all experienced in it. We've all written reviews. How about we kind of... Let's just talk a little bit about what we put into a review and the sort of things we look at when we're writing a review, or what we look for when writing a review. Is there any... where would you like to start?
So I think we all have a different style.
You all have a different style. What can we talk about our different styles?
Like, I don't know. I like... if I can find a quote in the play, then that's fun. Or whatever performance it is.
Yeah. Some of us are more cynical than others, Tom.
I'm not cynical.
Well, the thing is, because we all have different art forms, and this isn't a comment on cynicism at all, we all have different art forms, so we're all going to look at slightly different things. Molly, you commented on this yesterday at some point, a review from you and a review from me is going to be quite different. Molly's a techie, I'm a performer, so it's a different person's review is going to be based on what they look for in a performance.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, and we actually have the opportunity to experience that comparison of reviews, because some of us have gone to see the same show, and we've each written different reviews about it. Again, they're on the website, artswoodvoice.com. And so if you want to, like, read the reviews and see if you could pick out the differences between one person's opinion and the other, do so. Do message in to us at Arts Award Voice on Twitter, or you can message us on the website. But when I'm looking at a show or a review, I try to, like, I wrote the review style guide that we're kind of half adhering to while we're up here.
Not really.
But it's like a guiding principle.
Yeah.
I feel that to give a 4 or a 5 to a show, especially a 5, I feel that the show has to be almost life-changing. Mm. It has to be performed with almost clinical perfection, or do something so exciting and so different.
Thought-provoking.
Yeah. Thought-provoking, different, or just generally something that you really lose yourself in to get 5 stars. Mm. And at the other end of the scale, to get a 1 star, you kind of, you have to be just... like, you are sitting there watching your watch for an hour.
Just get physically repulsed by the
physically
show.
Physically repulsed by the show. You resent the chairs. You resent the free ticket you got to go and see it. That kind of thing. I don't think we've had many 1-star shows. I think we've only had the 1, am I right in saying?
I think Emrys might have given a 1.
Yeah, has Emrys given
Emrys
a 1 as well? Okay, Emrys is not here because he's actually seeing a show at
right
the moment.
Yes.
Yeah, even as we record this at nearly 10 o'clock, he's still seeing shows. That is how
committed,
how committed he is.
Yeah.
He is fantastic. He has been a rock.
We love Emrys.
We do love Emrys. But yeah, I think we've got 1 or 2 stars. Molly has given us 1 star,
yeah,
haven't you?
Was do you that... make notes in your shows?
Do I make notes in my shows?
Yeah.
I do on occasion, but I've stopped doing that since the notebook was spotted. And yeah, we were sort of honed in on for a bit.
We were.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've always made sure to sit on.
I'm doing that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Off, I was like, this guy's going to do audience participation, so I need to sit in a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good place to sit, I find, with especially with comedians that pick on you, don't sit in the front row. Don't sit in the back row. Because back row, they know that you're sitting there, you don't want to be spoken to. Front row, they know you want to be spoken to.
Mm.
You want to sit somewhere in the middle to the side, because they can't see you.
Mm. Yes.
Although you don't necessarily not want to be spoken to, but it's just
I don't.
You don't necessarily want someone to spot that you have a notebook.
Mm, yeah, because it gives them sort of an extra paradigm on which to ridicule you, and that's not nice. It's, you don't feel nice after.
Dirty. No, getting spotted by people if you're reviewing them is just the worst, especially
yeah.
if you've tweeted in advance saying you're going to that show, and if your Twitter picture is your face, then they'll spot you in the audience and go, right, you.
Yeah.
We can either make you feel incredibly comfortable and incredibly loved, or alternatively, we're going to rip on you mercilessly all night. That was something Chris Spring, who writes for Broadway Baby and who has volunteered to write with us. Big up for Chris, and
awesome.
Thank you so much, Chris. He had that last year. He had that experience last year where they knew he was a reviewer in advance, and they just tore him apart continuously to the point where it was not funny.
Right.
So yeah, that's the downside of reviewing, and then of course the fact that you are doing it at all hours.
Yeah.
But it's so rewarding though when you
yeah.
get that review out, and
yeah.
then like
all the cast retweet you.
All
yeah.
the cast
yeah.
retweet
and
you.
And you're in love with them all.
Well,
yeah, it's great.
Molly, I think we all know that only applies to you.
Yes, and you have like a crush on.
Oh, Dracula.
Oh, Dracula.
Well, it's
yeah.
You say that thing about. Writing notebook, because speaking purely from a performer, I don't like seeing someone with a notebook.
Mm.
It kind of makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. I get that they're doing it for a job, so when I go in to review things, I go in there, I sit down, I enjoy it, and whenever I review, well, you can't review in the now, you have to review kind of retrospectively anyway.
Yeah.
So I review and I sit and I think about how it made me feel, and I think about kind of takeaway points for me, which luckily for me, I've got a very good memory of bad things that happen.
I think we all agreed earlier that it's easier to write a review for like an amazing show rather than like a middle ground show.
Yeah,
it,
definitely.
Yes. It's easier to write less for an amazing show though, but for me personally, I always write less for amazing shows and I write loads for shows that I didn't enjoy
so,
as much.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like I have to justify a lower rating of sorts.
Mm.
Whereas if you say a show is amazing and life-changing, you don't
yeah,
because
you said something really
yeah.
interesting yesterday about your review as like a justification of your star rating, which I found really, really good.
That is
yeah.
really good.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, jumping back to like the idea of it's different, how it's different for writing like for good shows and then
yeah.
less good shows. I prefer, like, I take more notes in middle ground shows.
Right.
And I kind of feel that's just because I'm really bored.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I won't name which show it was, but in that, I just ended up drawing on the notebook, and he saw me, and he asked me what I was doing, and he was like, "Don't worry, you can just keep doing what you're doing. What are you doing there?" And I was like, "I'm just drawing a picture." I just instantly got a mental blank of what I was like. I'm drawing. Every insecurity I ever had came out.
It would be a bit less, it would be harder for you to write a review, but because it was better, then it sticks in your memory more.
Mm.
And so, essentially, if it's better, then you don't necessarily need to make as many notes.
I think if it's better, you have more good content to write about, where if it's mediocre, then you kind of struggle to pick out highlights or high points.
Yeah.
And
I just think you're more passionate about it.
You have a stronger emotional response to a show that's fantastic or rubbish.
Yeah.
Whereas those middle groundy shows, you have very little to sort of attach to.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's just meh. Okay. So I think we've covered reviewing in quite a lot of depth. We'll go into a little bit about what we're kind of enjoying for the rest of the week, and then unfortunately we're going to have to say goodbye because we've all got reviews to write. So let's jump forward in time to this final section. Feet back on the ground, we're here for the final section. It's going to be a quick fire section, literally just what are you looking forward to for the rest of the week? Josh?
I am looking forward to seeing Thunderbards.
Tomorrow I'm seeing an adaptation of Midsummer Night's Dream by my university theatre company.
Men in the Cities by Chris Goodwin Company and Lorraine and Alan.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Anna Morris, and she's been an outnumbered, and it's a one-woman show, and it looks really cool.
Awesome. And I am seeing Andrew Lawrence, who's like a well-established comedian, but who doesn't love him? That is actually all we have time for today. We've now all got to rush off and write some more reviews. But thank you so much for listening, and please do check out artsawardvoice.com and follow us on Twitter at artsawardvoice to keep up with what we're doing and read all of the fantastic reviews that we have done throughout the week. So it's goodbye from myself, and it's goodbye from everyone else, I hope.
Goodbye!
And keep your eyes peeled, because there may be more podcasts in the future. See you later. Bye-bye.